Live from Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, it is Hope for the Caregiver, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 years of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And we want to welcome all of you listening across the country on the Truth Network, streaming around the world on iHeart. We are thrilled to have you with us. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522, if you want to be on the show and share how your day is going. How are you holding up? How are you doing? If you are putting yourself between a vulnerable loved one and even worse, disaster, the stress on you is enormous. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you're doing, how you, even if you're struggling with it, particularly if you're struggling with it, because if you are, someone else is, and together we're going to get stronger. And that's how we do it. And we're glad you're with us. 800-688-9522. And speaking of together, I'm proud to introduce the man behind the whole thing here. He is the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man who said it's so cold that he had to break the smoke off his chimney. He is the Count of Mighty Disco, John Butler, everyone.
You know that smoke is a colloid?
Who you calling what?
Exactly. Now, smoke is a colloid. Smoke is a, you know, you can dissolve salt into water, and that's a solution. But you can...
why are you telling me this?
Right, but smoke is a solid dissolved in a gas.
Okay, why are you telling me this?
Well, because you brought up smoke. I'm wasting your time just like you wasted mine with that,
title, and we're wasting right? The nation's time right now. So I know smoke gets in your eyes.
Ah. Play Misty for me, Peter.
No. Okay. Hey, listen, John, we have got a lot to cover today. Some great guests on tap to line up. And of course, we'll always take phone calls, 800-688-9522. But I want to also introduce a new acquaintance to the show. Okay. And this is from Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care Centers. They're all over the place. There's like 30-something of them. They keep building new ones, and they're wonderful facilities.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they are coming on to help sponsor this show.
Absolutely.
And I'm just really thrilled. And I've got on the phone with us Debbie Fields. She's the regional nurse. And she is going to talk about a very specific issue that is, I think, is critically important to a lot of families, and that is medication. Because if you're trusting Morning Point or any facility with medications with your loved one, how do they monitor? What's going on with that? So we want to talk about that and some of the things at Morning Point Office. So Debbie, you with us?
I am. Hi, Peter. How are you today?
I'm just lovely. Thank you for asking. How are you feeling?
I'm great.
Now, you have a stellar resume of quality control, risk management with HCA for many years, correct?
Yes. I have worked with HCA and also worked with several different assisted living companies throughout the Tennessee region.
And then you went to Morning Point. And I love what you and I were talking about this a couple of days ago, and I love what you – tell us why you went there, because I thought that was such very meaningful to hear.
Well, I've kind of blended my career over 35-plus years between acute care, hospital-type nursing, and then also different types of residential care, some with seniors, some with disabled adults and children, some with displaced children. But what I've found out over the many years I've been a nurse is that what really is most meaningful to me is having a job where I actually get to see that what I do is impacting people on a daily basis. And so in working in residential care in a place such as Morning Point, I get the opportunity to see the residents day after day, week after week, year after year, as well as their families. Who benefit from the services that we offer. And so for me, that just gives me a little bit more meaning than working in an acute care setting where the patients go away and you're not ever really sure how they progressed. And so this is home for me at Morning Point.
That's wonderful. And I got to see the Spring Hill facility the other day when it opened up right before Christmas. And uh-huh. I was getting a tour of it, and when we had the big celebration. I mean, I think everybody in Williamson and Murray County came out for that one. Absolutely. Paige took me on a tour. Paige Ensler, she's a vice president there, and she took me on a tour. And one of the things we saw was the pharmacy and the area where all the medications are stored. Well, I've weighed into this whole thing with opioids with caregivers, and I've been writing a few things on it, and then I've also been interviewed several times with it. because of this opioid crisis that's going on. And so medication becomes a big part of a caregiver's journey. And we caregivers tend to be responsible for a lot of medication. And when we trust somebody in a residential facility like yours to do this, we want to engage on, okay, how is this being delivered? How is, and it's not just pain medication. A lot of times it's blood pressure or, you know, antibiotics and things. So, you know, there are a lot of things can go wrong. And so I just wanted you to take a moment to drill down on this subject today and talk about you guys and the why and why you do this. And I'm going to deal with it by letting you introduce the caregiver tip of the day. And we always have a caregiver tip of the day. And so John has agreed to allow you to introduce the caregiver tip of the day. Are you ready for that? This is a big responsibility, Debbie.
It is.
It's a huge – I've never turned this over to anyone.
And privilege to introduce, but now we have the caregiver tip of the day.
The caregiver tip of the day. Thank you for that, Debbie. Caregiver tip of the day is you don't respect what you don't inspect. And that is where we bring our conversation here with Debbie to the Morning Point facilities on how they inspect, have checks and balances and all these kinds of stuff, because this is a huge part of taking care of aging loved ones or people with disabilities and so forth. So, Debbie, talk a little bit about that and the checks and balances you all have.
Okay, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. First off, we start with the residents themselves and find out whether they, in fact, want us to manage their medicines for them, or they're still in a place where they want to manage them somewhat by themselves. And so, but even with that, we've got to be safe in a community setting such as assisted living. And so what we do with those residents that want to manage their own medications is we have a once-a-month assessment that we do. Obviously, with aging, sometimes we get to where we don't see as well or can't manage the bottles opening as well, and that kind of thing. So we want to make sure that they're still safe to administer their own medications at Morning Point. And so we do an assessment once a month, make sure that they're safe and they know what those medicines are for and how to take them properly and when to take them, et cetera, and also that they manage them in their apartment in a locked-up drawer or a personal safe that they have there, so that there's not a chance that anyone could take medications that belong to them or that they would anyway get displaced. And so those are some of the things that we do for the residents that choose to maintain the independence of giving their own medications or managing their own medications. But obviously we have a whole population of seniors that really don't desire to manage that anymore. It's quite a handful to contact the pharmacy, get the medicines in, make sure that they're the right medicines, read all those labels, and make sure they get them all at the right time and that kind of thing. And so we do have in our facilities licensed practical nurses that will administer medications to any of our residents that either are unable to do them themselves or just would prefer for us to assist them with that. So we have numerous processes in place to help with that. The first thing we do is we have a preferred pharmacy. This pharmacy isn't the one that's down on the corner that you go to, that you drive by every day or whatever. This is a special pharmacy that is geared towards the assisted living community and long-term care facilities. And that's their specialty, is servicing these populations.
So they're not a normal retail pharmacies?
They are not a normal retail pharmacy. They give us special services. And they know how to meet the needs of the senior population and also to work with the families, the responsible parties that might be helping in the bill paying and different things like that. But they're still, they still use Medicare and your insurance the same as the retail pharmacy would use. But they're on a first-name basis with us, and we're able to just really get all the services we need very quickly from them. So the process is we send in the the different medications that have been ordered by the doctor, the prescriptions, go straight to that pharmacy. The pharmacy delivers them right to the assisted living nurse's station every day. So there's no going out to the pharmacy for families to pick up those medicines. Those medicines are delivered right to our nurses every day. There's a check and balance system that happens even before those medicines come to our building. They're filled in instead of in bottles, they come in these roll packs, and those go through several different processes of quality control checks. And so it's state-of-the-art quality control that these medicines go through before they ever come to us.
Now, they're delivering every day then something, aren't they? Or almost every day?
They deliver every day whatever the new orders are that the physicians have written for the different residents that are there. And we also only do a 7-day package so that any changes that the resident may have over the course of the day or the course of the week, they're not out 30 days worth of medicines or 90 days worth of medicine because the medicine changed. They're only out 7 days worth. And so that's also a real benefit for our residents, is that we keep very short supply of medicines, very specific to their individual needs in our community. And we package those in such a way that is the safest way, really, that we've found that you can package them. And that's in little plastic packages where, for example, if they're to get 5 medications at 8 a.m., all 5 of those medications are packaged in one package. So there's no mistaking what gets given at 8 a.m.
Hmm.
Well,
listen, we got to go. Chris Latham and the band are playing. We got to take a quick break here. Don't go away. We're gonna take it to the next segment here. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're talking to Debbie Fields from Morning Point. We're talking about the caregiver tip of the day, which is you don't respect what you don't inspect. And medication delivery in a residential setting like this is so important. Don't go away. There's more to follow. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Foxworthy. 65 million Americans serve as a caregiver for a sick or disabled loved one. If you're one of them, then listen to my friend Peter Rosenberger's show here on 1510 WLAC. He's got redneck tendencies, but he's really good at what he does.
Welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 years plus of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. Thank you for that count of Mighty Disco, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, I thought it was going to come in on that, but I picked the wrong gap.
That's all right. I know how you are.
Well, and that is that's a pretty iconic song.
Yeah, I think we all know that song. And speaking of which, we're here on the phone with Debbie Fields, who is with Morning Point, morningpoint.com, and that's point with an E at the end of it. And we're talking about this whole thing of R-E-S-P-E-C-T because our caregiver tip of the day. Our caregiver tip of the day. There you go. See, Debbie? See, Debbie? And it's our caregiver tip of the day is you don't respect what you don't inspect. And I wanted to have you guys on right now that to talk about how you all maintain a level of control over medications for your residents at the Morning Point facility, because this is such a big issue. And you know, I've been in a hospital so many times with Gracie and over the years, and, you know, medications have been delivered wrong. They're in the hospital. It happens. It happens everywhere. But when you guys are charged with these folks, and you want to make sure, and you put all kinds of checks and balances. So you've been talking about that a little bit. And finish up what you were saying a minute ago, that, you know, you have all these checks and balances. That you have a very special pharmacist that you use. It's not a retail pharmacist. All these kind of things. In the next just couple of minutes that we have, you know, talk a little bit about that and what are some of the things that you guys are doing that you think are innovative, that are leading the industry, and so forth.
Well, again, the biggest thing, I think, as far as safety, as far as the delivery of our medicines from this pharmacy, is the inspection process that they have before we ever get the medications. The medications in these individually packaged packets for each medicine delivery time are actually, a picture of them is taken, and it's matched against the order itself to find out whether that's accurate or not. And then if it's not accurate, a pharmacist, not a pharmacy tech, but the pharmacist themselves, has to go in and correct that so that it's safe. And then once it gets to our building, there's another check and balance that happens between the nurse and the delivery person to make sure that those are the correct medicines that are being delivered. And then, of course, once it's time to actually deliver the medications, we have different checks and balances and different audits that go on to see, are we actually delivering medicine as it's ordered by the physician, and are we doing that safely? Also, the medicines are in a cart, especially those narcotics you mentioned earlier. There is a check every shift by two nurses to make sure that those medicines are the accurate medicines, are in the cart, that there's no theft of those medications, and there's no mismanagement of those medications. So just really every step of the way, we're checking and double-checking and triple-checking our processes to make sure that each resident is gets the best benefit from the medications that they're ordered by that physician, and that no harm comes because of medication error.
You know, that is really quite helpful and meaningful to hear. You know, I've on this side of it, I've actually had medications that were delivered to Gracie that were the wrong things, and mix up things that, when she clearly had a thing on her wrist that says don't give her this, and yet somebody was about ready to give her something like that. And actually, that particular time, I remember her sister caught that, and her sister's an LPN, and said, what are you giving her? I had been out of the room. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was just it happens. These things happen. And you guys have worked very hard to make sure it doesn't. And this is a big issue affecting so many people across the country when they're trusting their loved one to someone else. And I get that. And it is a lot of work to keep up with all these. And not just opioids. I mean, you've got all kinds of different drugs that people have got to have in order to live a quality, healthy life. And you guys have done a great job over there. I appreciate the fact that I'm engaged with you all. And I love being able just to see your facilities. And I want people to be able to go out and take a moment and tour these. And so if you want to do that, go out to morningpoint.com, MORNINGPOINTE. Now, that E trips me up all the time, Debbie. But morningpoint.com, and learn a little bit more about what's going on in this. Because, look, this is a very what's going to happen with taking care of these baby boomers is going to change the fabric of our country. It already is. And if you're not prepared and you don't have a place in mind, you can't just all of a sudden wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to go check into a place. It doesn't usually work that way. Am I right on that, Debbie?
That's correct.
You can't just wake up one day and admit somebody this. There is a process. I mean, you know, you have to go out and see what's going on. And you guys have got 30-something facilities across Tennessee, into Kentucky, and now I think into Alabama. And you're servicing an area that is incredibly needy to have quality places to be able to have people stay there. I was just with the family yesterday, very good friends of mine, dealing with this issue, and it was I was so proud to be able to recommend you all for this, because I've seen the facility, I've been there, and I know you all. Listen, Debbie, the band's playing, we got to rock. Thank you so very much for taking the time. We're going to talk to you more about different things, and we're going to have more folks from Morning Point on to talk about different things that affect the family as they do this, because it's a family issue. And Debbie, I do appreciate you taking time on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, you are so welcome. Listen, this is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We will be right back. Don't go away.